Service and the Ad Council.
What is this pleasant little ditty?
Okay, so I kind of winged it. It's I was a kid, the things I did, passenger, the wrong direction.
I see what you did there.
See? I do follow notes. I don't necessarily read the notes, but I see key words in the sentences.
That's okay. Listen, folks, dear listeners, times are tough. Things are hard. I get that. I also get that I say that with an extraordinary amount of privilege. 75% of Americans think that the country is headed in the wrong direction right now. That was hence our music cue. Even more alarming than that 75% wrong track number to me is that this same survey from NBC News found that more than half of respondents are worried that America's best years are behind us. And there's lots of reasons for people to feel that way and to be discouraged about the state of the world and the shape of our politics and what's going on, you know, in our daily lives with the pace of change, the onslaught of information, you know, worry for your kids and for future generations and what's going on with the planet and what's happening to underserved communities and black and brown bodies and how women are being treated and what's happening to freedoms and rights that were taken for granted for so long. All of that and much more is part of the soup that leads to a country where people are pessimistic about the future. I saw some of this with my own eyes last night in a quick run to Cops Custard. If you missed the top of the show, absolute panic as gunshots ring out, you know, basically a couple hundred feet away from a place where families are trying to just get a scoop of custard. And because of the times we live in and what the awful, horrible reality we see so often in our news, and hopefully not in our own communities, but sometimes in our own communities, people are afraid. They're scared. They don't know what to do. It becomes, you know, almost paralyzing, this notion of I want things to be better. I don't know how to make things better because I'm just one small part of my community, much less my region or my state or my country. And I am here to say that despite all of that, please do not quit on America. Please do not fall prey to the belief that our best days are behind us, because America's best days are always ahead of us. Humanity's best days are always ahead of us. It is one of the core things that makes us human, that never-ending quest for progress. Right? There's a reason we left the caves. There's a reason we scaled the mountains. There's a reason we, you know, pushed beyond and, you know, kissed the sky and went to the moon and did all of these big things. It's who we are as humans. And one of my favorite things about America is this notion that we are here in a pursuit of a more perfect union. Because what in the world does more perfect mean? It means that you can never get there. You can never finish the job, because America is a living, breathing, evolving country and idea all the time. And we have made tremendous progress in so many areas. And that progress is going to continue. And so how do I back that up? I look at things like the rights and freedoms of gay and lesbian Americans to marry the person that they love. I was reminded of that every time I go to a wedding, because one of the things that we did at our wedding was a reading from the Obergefell decision that legalized same-sex marriage in this country. That is progress. It was progress made way too late, not fast enough for way too many Americans, but it was progress that we made. We have not yet reached true equality under the law or in reality when it comes to our LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters. And we are going to make more progress. We're going to get there. Not fast enough, not soon enough, but it's going to happen. We are not yet, you know, on that mountaintop that Dr. King spoke of, where people are judged not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. But boy, have we come a long way. We've made a lot of progress. We're not at the mountaintop, but we're getting up the mountain. When we look at what's happening in technology and, you know, how our young people are just light years ahead of where even my generation and older generations were at the same age, this could be another great American century. And I believe that all of the tools are there to make it so. From clean energy to, you know, computing and different technologies and going back to space, there are tremendous opportunities ahead of us, and we are going to reach them. We are going to go farther together, because that is what has always made America America, in my view. And so my plea to our listeners is that you stay engaged and you stay fired up, and it's okay to believe that things are heading in the wrong direction. It's not okay to stick your head in the sand and give up, because the only thing that has ever made America better are Americans getting engaged, getting involved, sometimes in small numbers, sometimes in large numbers. We all have a role to play, and don't fall victim to an information environment that tells you to bet against America or that America's best days are behind us. Because as Joe Biden has said time and time again, it has never been a good bet to bet against America. And it sure isn't today. We've got bright days ahead of us. Keep the faith. We've got midterm elections coming up. And then we've got a judicial election here in Wisconsin in the spring. And then we've got another presidential election. And we've got people who do not share our little d democratic values who will try to divide us, who will try to scare you even more so than you are scared already. And that is a choice that they are making. Look for the candidates who are choosing instead to appeal to your better angels, to inspire you, who understand that our best days do lie ahead, because they always have, because that's what it means to commit yourself to the work of forming a more perfect union, because you can never quite get there. If we snapped our fingers and everything that progressives cared about was immediately done tomorrow, and we lived in the ideal of America, by the day after that, there would be something else for us to make progress on. That's the point. That's the deal. We have a ways to go, but man, have we come a long way too. And so keep the faith, believe in America, don't bet against America, because it's never been a good bet. Channeling my inner Joe Biden there. What do you think?
I think that's so lovely, and you made me feel better.
Good.
And I think it's far too easy for us to despair. And as you said, think, I am just one person. What possible change can I affect? But that sometimes that's all it takes.
Exactly.
Is one or two or five or 10.
It makes the world a better place if you do something kind for a stranger that you happen upon today, or, you know, somebody that you care about, or you check in on somebody you love and maybe haven't talked to in a while. All of that helps us build the type of communities that are strong enough and resilient enough to deal with some of the challenges we face. And if you put that good out into the world, it's going to come back. Thanks for riding along today. The post-wedding show. Kristen will be back tomorrow. Jane will always be here. Thank you. This was Ask Goes Wisconsin. Congratulations again to the newlyweds. And believe in America. I do.